Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. A little Tommy Two-Tone bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rosalie Chamberlain is our guest, our new friend. She is the author of a brand new book called Conscious Leadership in the Workplace, a guidebook to making a difference, one person at a time. Rosalie, give us a website, please. Tell us how we can find the book.
My website is RosalieChamberlainConsulting.com, and you can also go straight to ConsciousLeadershipAtWork.com.
All right, so check that out. And I love what you said about one person at a time. One of my favorite stories is the star thrower story, you know, where the guy was throwing the starfish back in the sea, and somebody says, "Why are you doing that? How could you make a difference?" He picked one up and threw it back and said, "I made a difference to that one." That's the attitude we all ought to have, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We all can do something.
I love that. So, okay, your part of your work is, and part of the book, is about diversity, about coaching, to helping people to understand the power of diversity. Talk to us about that.
Well, diversity is a fact. It's all around us, and there are many, many types of diversity. I think we often go right to it's about race, gender, sexual orientation, religion, physical ability, but it's much broader than that as well. And you can have a ton of talent in your organization, and you have to be able to look at that from a broad perspective. And if you are not being inclusive and making your environment a place where everyone can succeed, then you're not being very inclusive. And that's one of the things that I think is incredibly important. And if you are being inclusive, then you have a great chance of leveraging all of those talents and skills.
Well, it's the new competitive advantage. And I say new because we're now realizing it more.
Right.
James Surowiecki wrote a book called The Wisdom of Crowds.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote, the thing I remember the most about that was some of the research they did, where they had different groups that were solving a certain problem.
Mm-hmm.
And they had one group with all PhDs, 6 or 7 PhDs.
Mm-hmm.
And they had another group with only 3 or 4 PhDs and a couple of, and a college graduate, and a high school dropout.
Mm-hmm.
Guess which one had the best solution?
Oh, the second group.
Not the seven PhDs.
No, because when you look at all the experience and the background and the perspective, mm-hmm. and bring all of those to the table, mm-hmm. think about the movie, and we're this is sort of dating ourselves, 12 Angry Men.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Rosalie. I don't remember anything about that movie.
Well, go look it up. It's in black and white. So.
As my daughter said, what's gray is in gray and white.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, you had 12 men that all on the surface looked alike, but it was the experiences and the backgrounds that made mm-hmm. such a difference in the outcome of that trial.
Yeah, and so how does this manifest in your thinking when you're thinking of being, if somebody says, okay, Rosalie, I think, you know, I'm maybe you're onto something. How do I get started?
Well, you start paying attention to what it is you're thinking. Start paying attention to how you're interacting with others. What's the message that you're broadcasting every day? And this can show up in your hiring. It can show up in your marketing messaging. It shows up how you work with your customers mm-hmm. and how you review and evaluate your employees. And so you start looking at that and you see whether or not you're being inclusive, whether or not you are really seeing someone mm-hmm. and giving them the opportunity to succeed, or even are your customers feeling welcomed when they come to your
door? And especially when you're hiring, you know, when you're in the process of hiring and you're interviewing people,
absolutely.
Make sure you give the best candidate the job, regardless of their background.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you have to just stop. You know, there's always that saying that says you never get a chance to make a first impression.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I challenge that. First impressions are important. At the same time, I think a good rule of thumb is to acknowledge your first impression, but then challenge it later after you've given the chance, the opportunity for someone to really prove themselves. Because interviewing for a job can be stressful. So
right.
Breathe and really listen.
And I'll tell you something else, and I keep bringing up millennials, it seems like, these days. But I had a millennial that showed up, and I thought this kid really had the ability to make a good employee, but he did a horrible job in his first interview.
Mm.
He was all millennial first interview. I'm serious.
Yeah. Well,
and I sent him home. I said, son, you need to go home and work on your interview skills with a company like mine. And if you want to come back, I'll let you come back. He came back and he had his cornflakes together, and we hired him. He turned out to be a great employee.
Perfect. So you did that. You gave him a chance, and it makes a big difference. And I always like to say, how can you really see someone if you've already decided how they're going to be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can be tough when somebody shows up looking a lot different than you.
That's true. That's true. And that's where you start looking at, okay, what are the beliefs and the judgments that
right.
I'm making?
Right, right. Yeah, and I don't, of course, Rosalie, I got to wrap it up. I need your website one more time, please.
RosalieChamberlainConsulting.com.
Okay, and the book is called Leadership, Conscious Leadership in the Workplace, wherever books are sold. Rosalie, come back another day, will you?
I will. Thank you so much.
We enjoyed it. Good job today. Quick
Thank
break.
Thank you.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.